completes our public hearings for today, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2474, John Elsashans.
Council has a motion, but I'd like to make a comment that doesn't impact the motion.
Okay.
This getting all revved up about Butler Avenue instead of talking with the property owner baffles me, because Butler connects to Savannah Landing. It's a throughway, so it's a head scratcher. Everybody from the development can go right through Butler, so. Council?
All right. Well, with that, hopefully this motion doesn't impact what Mr. Mears, I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, so Mr. Mears' motion is that the commission move to recommend an approval of conditional use number 2474 for John Elsashans for a private garage within the AR1 district based upon the record made in the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant owns this property and seeks to build a private garage on the property prior to constructing a home on the property. The private garage, which is an accessory structure, requires a conditional use because there's no primary use as a residence for the garage to be accessory to. Two, the use will be very limited, and the applicant has stated that there will be no public access to the property. It is not intended to be used as a commercial garage. As a result, the use will not have an impact on area roadways. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations imposed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties and community. Four, although several neighbors appeared in opposition to this application, they were not concerned about the use, but only access via a private roadway known as Butler Boulevard. One of the conditions of approval of this recommendation will be the prohibition against using Butler Boulevard to access this property. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the private garage presented on the preliminary site plan and during the public hearing. B, the property shall not be accessible to the public. C, any security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of the vehicles or equipment or other items located on the site. E, any areas to be used for outside storage, including driveways and parking areas, shall be clearly marked on the final site plan and on the site itself. F, this conditional use shall expire upon the issuance of a certificate of occupancy to the applicant for a home that is ultimately constructed on the property. If a home is constructed, the conditional use is no longer necessary since the use will be accessory to the primary residential use of the property. H, I think that's actually G, all access to this property and the conditional use shall be via the private easement and roadway known as Cullen Drive. There should not be any access to this property or the use upon it via Butler Boulevard. G, the failure to abide by any of these conditions may be ground for the revocation of the conditional use. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Second. Mr. Robertson. That's my motion, Mr.
Second.
Chairman.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of a conditional use number 2474, John Elsashans, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 2017, Gulfstream Glen Cove.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer change of zone 2017 Gulfstream Cove for further consideration.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2017 Gulfstream Glen Cove. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2462 Gulfstream Glen Cove.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, I move we defer conditional use 2462 Gulfstream Cove for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2462 Gulfstream Glen Cove. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any updates or words of wisdom?
Just one reminder, if I may, in the interest of time, the next meeting will not start at 3 p.m. We are scheduled to start at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And that will continue for a few months.
That starts with our next meeting.
Mr. Whitehouse, how many hearings will start at 5? Is it just the one?
It depends entirely on how long the appeals against reassessment continue.
Okay. So it's week to week. We'll find out.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No further business to come before the commission. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.